Lila Nishmas of Konimish Kamen, Ben Revili Malak. Suvis Park Vav Mishnah Aleph. Metzias Aisha Masya Del Abala. That which a woman finds and also Masya Del, the outcome of the work that she does, goes to the husband, as we've said. Vyushasa, and that which she inherits, Hu Oichel Peres Bechaya. This is the Nichse Malug. He eats from the Peres of these items while she's alive, so he can use it, but they're still technically hers. Boshta Ufkama Shalah. If somebody, like the Rabbi explains, would hit her, so the boshes, according to this Tanakama, goes to her, and also the pagam, that which she's worth before and that which she's worth afterwards. If we would assess her, if she would be sold in a shuk, how much she's worth, that goes to her as well. And Taisenta brings the rush that regarding sheves and tsar, so sheves would for sure go to the husband, the doctor bills, because he's the one that gets her maisi adah, and tsar for sure is pasha that it goes to her. And the ripoy, the person that hit her, would just pay the doctor bills. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer Bezmancha Beseisar Losh Nei Chalakim V'loi Echad. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says that when the wound is in a covered place, so she gets 2/3 of the money of the boshes and the begam, V'lo Echad, and the husband gets paid 1/3. And the reason the husband's getting anything, Yerushalmi explains, because the husband is for sure feeling his wife's tsar and her boshes, even though the wound is something that's not seen to anybody else. Uvizmancha Begaloi, and when it's a wound that is in the open, Lo shnei chalakim v'lo echad. Now he gets paid 2/3 and she gets paid 1/3 of the boshes and the begam. And this is because, the Rav says, most of the busha is now on him. And also the wound is something that's a little bit repulsive to him. So he seems to be in more pain than she would be. Shalo yinasin miyad. That which is owed to him, you pay him right away. V'shalah. And that which you have to give to her, don't just pay her. Rather, yilakach behen karka v'u oichel peris. Rather, they should buy for her land, something that will stay around, and he should eat from the peiros. So they become like regular nichsei malug, just like Yerusha. She owns it, but he can eat from the peiros of it. So, for example, if it's a mum shebeseser, 2/3 of the money would be used to purchase land, and that land would be hers, but the husband would eat the peiros from it. If he would die, she then would own it 100%, like she did. But if she would die, then he would yarshin it from her, like the Rav points out. And the Rav says that here the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira.